Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a new week of Stand in the Gap Today. And what a week we have before us. This is Thanksgiving Day week. We know that. A lot of you will be traveling. We hope that as you travel and visit family and friends, you'll be safe and sound and give thanks to God for what he's done for us in this country. On this program, we're going to do something a little bit different today. It's going to be Dave Kistler and Gary Dahl are gone today. And I'm going to bring in as a special guest Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, host of Prophecy Today. We had him on last week, but I'm going to bring him in with me right now as we're going to take a different type of analysis, could I say, of what's happening around the world as precipitated by the election of Donald Trump, but different perspective than you're going to hear in anywhere other program. Let me invite him in right now. Jimmy DeYoung, thank you for being with us today and clearing your schedule to be with me.
Sam, it's always a joy to be able to be at your beck and call, and I'm honored that you had asked me to join you.
Well, I am honored, and our listeners are always glad when you're on. Jimmy, I'm not quite sure where we're going to go in this program. You and I talked about it ahead of time. We have so much to cover, but we're going to pull out a couple of main items that I'd like to bear down and have people think about carefully as we consider what I am calling the Trump factor. Now, there are articles out there, Jimmy, that I've seen that have called this a Trump effect, meaning this: if anyone looks at what's happening, this unexpected election caught everybody really off guard. It surprised, pleasantly, those who were praying that it might happen, but it has really caught off guard all of those who fully expected that they had manipulated this election into such a way that they could not lose. But they did lose. So we back up and we say, God did the impossible, not humanly explainable. Therefore, God raised up, and you could term this a miracle. But Jimmy, I want to ask you your input on this part first and see whether or not you agree. To me, it seems like because of the attention of the world and all of the things that are happening, we're going to get into some of this as we go on, that this was not just an American election. In some regards, this almost seems to have been a worldwide mandate, almost a world election in some respects. Do you think so? Talk about that.
Absolutely. I certainly do believe that is the case, and I can give you some examples of it in just a moment. But I've got to start my return to you in our conversation with the fact that you just, I believe, gave me such a great ease after I interviewed you for my national radio broadcast. And I was talking to you about the fact that Donald Trump had won. And what you said to me was so exciting. I think we need to emphasize this every time we talk about it. You said that you and those that you have a connection with, the influence with the American Pastors Network, with your radio broadcast and everything else that you may touch and communicate to different entities in this world, you said that prior to the election, you had been praying, and not necessarily for Donald Trump to win, but that we would be excited and we would be satisfied with the will of God after the election had completed. You said that this was what your main prayer was.
Mm-hmm.
People were praying specifically for Donald Trump to win. I'm not sure if that's the right prayer. I think your prayer was the absolute one. And then you followed that up by making the statement, look, this one man is not going to change the world. Howbeit, I do believe in the Trump factor, which we're discussing on the broadcast today. But you said it's not one man, it's God, and you said it was a God thing. Now, let me follow that up. I do my radio broadcast. I talk to the people in Israel. I get the input from political leaders, from religious leaders, from media people over there, to the man, every single one of these Jews, none of them knowing Christ as Lord and Savior. A couple of them were secular. The rest of them were religious or Orthodox Jews to the man. They say that God played a role in this election, that indeed it was a God thing. I'm traveling from church to church, down the street, all over the place since we've had our last conversation. And in the street, the man in the street is making a statement. He may not be an outstanding, outspoken Christian, but he is saying it is a God thing that happened, and indeed the Trump factor has affected the Christians, I believe, who were praying and are satisfied with the result that God gave them. And remembering at the same time, the book of Romans chapter 13 says, who's ever in power, he was placed there by God. God's still in charge. God is sovereign. He has his plan, and nobody would have expected Donald Trump. I mean, I don't think Donald Trump expected it. If you remember the last couple of days,
you're right, Jimmy.
Everybody would say, hey, wait a minute. I think Donald Trump is now going to establish a radio and television network. He's going to be an influence. He's going to have an impact on the world after the election because, of course, Hillary Clinton is going to be the winner. Oh, God, change that. I see it at 3 o'clock in the morning watching those results come in, Sam. I was amazed. I was almost in tears as I watched God work miraculously, giving him Ohio, giving him Florida, giving him North Carolina, giving him Michigan, giving him these states that for sure were already in line with Hillary Clinton as being the next president. So it is a God thing. And then I've had to have the opportunity to look and read and talk with some of the world leaders. I've got to tell you, Sam, he has impacted this world. I mean, they had an emergency summit for the European Union. They got together in Brussels, Belgium. They discussed the Trump factor. What are we going to do now? How are we going to deal with this? You got the president of the United States traveling. He's doing the exact same thing with these world leaders talking about the Trump factor.
Well, Jimmy, and you're exactly correct. And ladies and gentlemen, as you're listening to Standing the Gap today, this is Jimmy DeYoung you just heard from, host of Prophecy Today, and I'm Sam Rohr. We're talking about this overall effect, the Trump factor, because it is impacting not just the United States of America. It is impacting the world. And if I could be so bold as to say that I believe it has set into motion an era of historic global transition. I don't think, Jimmy, that you and I know where we're going to actually end up. But something is underway. And another thing I want to say is that he's impacted the world, and we're going to talk about that. Not just a U.S. election, but almost a national, international mandate. But, Jimmy, there was something about what Trump has done that forced people to choose. It almost seemed like people were not able to sit on the fence. The establishment guys, they fell off the fence, did they not, one way or the other? And I want to talk about the two or the sides that Trump has identified, because he was able to identify, I think even without his own thinking about it, identified the enemies of America, the enemies of freedom, the enemies of Christianity, and really this came into play in the election. When we come back, I want to talk to Jimmy about what he thinks these two political systems and two worldviews are that Trump has, in fact, precipitated. You're listening to Stand in the Gap today. Sam Rohr and my special guest, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. When we come back after this announcement, we're going to pick up with that question, and we're going to talk about the worldview and two political systems that really Donald Trump, the Trump factor, has precipitated.
Securities and advisory services offered through Genius Wealth Management, member FINRA and SIPC.
Today, people are living longer than their forebears. Right now, more than 1 million Americans are alive past age 100. That means you need to work toward having financial resources that can give you independence into your golden years. But weighing different investment options may make you feel overwhelmed. You need someone, a trusted friend, who can come alongside and help you keep the complex simple. That's where the Life Financial Group comes in. For nearly 40 years, the Life Financial Group has helped thousands of families, not only here in Pennsylvania, Virginia, but nationwide, become even better financial stewards of God's blessings. Managing your investments may feel challenging, but by using a complete financial stewardship approach, you too can gain confidence and peace of mind that your wealth is protected and that you maintain your financial independence. With morally clean investment options, we can help you reach your goals while honoring your convictions. Call us at the Life Financial Group today at 610-385-4500 or online at thelifegroup.org. That's thelifegroup.org.
Hello, this is Sam Rohr. Although the term Christian education doesn't occur in the Bible, it does speak of the moral and spiritual instruction of children. It places a high value on knowledge, both of God and His works. It describes the moral and spiritual fruits of this knowledge and defines its ultimate purpose, the growth of your child in godliness of character and action. That's why we suggest you consider BJU Press K-12 materials. Your child's a unique individual created for a specific purpose. Proper instruction that includes the Bible and the relational influence of godly teachers produces a pure heart and a willing mind. The Bible calls that success. BJU Press materials are well written, grade level appropriate, and biblically integrated. They teach critical thinking skills and keep your child engaged and excited about learning. If you're a Christian school teacher or administrator, a homeschool teacher, or a parent who just wants your child to learn more, start by exploring the BJU Press website. Visit BJUPress.com. That's BJUPress.com.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
The French author Voltaire was born this day, November 21st, 1694. He was celebrated for his wit, brilliancy, and his hatred of Christianity. According to Yale President Timothy Dwight, Voltaire had formed a systematical design to destroy Christianity and to introduce a general diffusion of atheism. Bruce Barton, an American advertising executive, wrote, "Voltaire spoke of the Bible as a short-lived book. He said that within 100 years it would pass from common use. Not many people read Voltaire today, but his house has been packed with Bibles as a depot of a Bible society."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
This is Ken Souter, your host for Biblically Speaking, a program designed to build a biblical worldview one program at a time. Join me every other Thursday from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on 1180 WFYL AM. You can email any questions to me at info@1180WFYL.com or call 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-8255.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. And now, let's rejoin Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As we continue to kind of unfold or unpack this whole concept of what we're calling the Trump factor, which is having worldwide implications, still unfolding. No one knows how this is going to actually end up. We talked in the first segment about, in reality, this election was far more than just a U.S. election. It was a world election. And as many of those leaders in Europe talked about, it was, and they said, Trump was actually leading a world movement. And they used those words. That's an unusual phenomenon. The reason we're spending time on the program right now is as we walk this through, the world is trying to figure out and come to some kind of sense, and they have not been able to do so. We know, as God's people, as we talked about, that God raises up and God puts down those in authority. God answered prayer here in this country. He raised up Donald Trump. We don't know for how long. certainly things have happened right now that are favorable to the rule of law and justice, but there are many things going against them. And Jimmy, I want to go to you on this, because one of the other aspects, I think, of the Trump factor that we saw is the fact that there was something about the way he was, what he said and what he did, that forced people to choose. And he, without even, I'd say, identifying it as such, actually identified two different world views, it seems like. He identified the elitist. He did talk about that. He talked about the establishment guys, or they certainly talked about him. The globalists got involved, and we know the Islamists got involved and remain involved. But talk to me a little bit about how you perceived his impact forcing people to choose along the lines of two political world systems, put it that way, or perhaps two world views. Do you see it that way? And expand upon it from your perspective, if you don't mind.
Sam, I certainly do see it that way. Let's just think for a quick moment about the two different worldviews. The first worldview that I think we must consider, and actually should be, we as Christians, our worldview, would be a biblical prophetic worldview. Now, many people say you got to have a biblical worldview. Well, since one-third of the Bible is Bible prophecy, the prophetic aspect has to enter in to our worldview and understand that God has a plan. That plan's going to be played out. Now, this worldview comes from God's word, because they believe God is in charge, and thus then those with a worldview that's biblically and prophetically based, they're going to live by God's word. Also, the Constitution of our United States of America, the Bible was the pattern for that Constitution.
That's right.
They're strong constitutionalists as well as biblical people. And the church, basically, the people of Christ who know him as Lord and Savior, they're going to be involved in doing what's good and fighting evil with good. In fact, Romans, again, chapter 13 says, I raise up these leaders to fight evil, to deal with the issues that are evil out there. And God is going to his worldview through the fact that he's in charge. He's going to supply every need. He's going to allow us to, quote, quote, prosper. It's not the health, wealth, and happiness, guys, that I'm talking about, but to prosper means to be in his will and to have him accomplish everything through our lives that he wants to. We're going to be able to live free and answer only to God. And that's the worldview that I think is correct, a biblical prophetic worldview. On the other hand, and you mentioned some of these people, the elitists, the globalists, the secularists, they have a worldview that is basically propagated by ABC, NBC, all the networks that cover the news. I mean, you go to there and you say, hey, what's my worldview going to be? You don't look at the Word of God. You don't see what God's plan is that's laid out in his Word. But you let people tell you. And these people are ready to come jump up and tell you exactly. But you've got to understand that these globalists, these elitists, these secularists, they are under the ruler of this world. And the ruler of this world, according to Jesus Christ, is Satan. He is going to energize political leaders. The Bible talks about it. The book of Daniel, chapter 10, talks about two different times when the Lord will watch as Satan dispatches evil angels to take control to energize world leaders. I could give examples, but, you know, and they are going to be people who will actually foster the spread of sodomy or homosexuality, those activities, mixed marriage. I cannot believe how that has been spreading across the world within the last couple of years. It's unbelievable.
Well, Jimmy, let me interrupt you if I can on that, because I think what you're saying and the picture that you're painting, so our listeners understand that while we have a tendency to look at those things around us, God is looking at the entire world. His plan of redemption established at creation is what is moving forward, and that he raises up nations and he puts them down, but nations are a part of his process to advance the plan of redemption. Ultimately, it's going to culminate in Israel and our focus of attention there, and we're going to end up there on this program, Jimmy, so we're going to go there. But in this process of moving things forward, very, very clearly, there is this advancement of evil. And there is something that about what our nation has done under the leadership of Hillary Clinton and John Kerry when they're Secretary of State and this president that the leaders of the world know about. I have experienced it directly, hearing it directly from people who over these last years, this administration has gone to nations in Africa. They've gone to the nations of Europe. They've gone to our friends who have stood with us, and they have told them, you will no longer get American foreign aid unless you put homosexuality and same-sex marriage and abortion into your constitutions. He stuck it in their eyes. And these people have really reacted in an amazing way by saying, how in the world can you tell us? Jimmy, that's when I look at those things and know that that happens, that God has to step in, it seems, in judgment on any nation that does that. So you've got the devil working, as you're saying, Satan's controlling the leaders of the world. Certainly that kind of action that we've seen in this administration has been completely overt evil. But in the midst of this now, God steps in with this election and appears to be giving a little bit of a reprieve. But Jimmy, the enemies, these folks, the globalists, the Islamists, and the establishment folks, they are plotting right now. They were beaten at the election, but they are dead set on trying to keep this inauguration from taking place, even to the extent that they are talking about the assassination of President-elect Trump and Michael Pence. It's all over the place out there. I can't believe how much I am hearing. Talk to me about that. I mean, because really, I mean, the devil's pushing back. The evil are pushing back. How do you see these two pieces working together, Jimmy?
Well, I've got to tell you, I understand people will say that sounds like a conspiracy theory, the fact that they're going to assassinate Donald Trump and Michael Pence and that President Obama will institute martial law and he will not leave office. I've heard a lot of that coming out. But whether you believe in the conspiracy theory or not, God's word says it's going to happen. I was talking about the other side instead of a biblical worldview. Well, it's simply setting the stage under the ruler of this world, who happens to be Satan at this period in time, setting the stage for a world dictator to come on the scene, who is the Antichrist and out his plan. So I see that evolving as we watch the world and the way it's been going. Everybody thought that was the direction our election here in the United States was going to go. But as you said, God stepped in, interceded. Now, he's going to do that in a far more intense way when the rapture of the church takes place and the tribulation period starts. But he is in preparation for those events to be fulfilled, as he gave the ancient Jewish prophets the scenario laid out in the Word. But he is putting all of these things together, and we're watching it. What is so exciting to me, we are spectators. Some of us are participants, but we are basically spectators walking on the side and looking at everything happening. And I think Donald Trump hit a nerve with the people who said, I don't want anything more to do with politics. I mean, Christians shouldn't be involved in politics. That's a satanic activity. No, that is not true. God brought human government into existence, and he wants us to participate. He wants us to pray for those in higher authority, which I'm sure we're probably going to do on this broadcast. So I think Donald Trump hit that nerve. These people got off of their blessed assurance, got up in the action and said, wait a minute. Boy, what you're saying sounds like the biblical worldview that I believe in. Maybe they didn't, they weren't able to translate it or make the statement, but that's how they had been brought up. All of these farmers out there, all these workers that have been allowing the elitists to tell them what to do and how they were to live, and I'm in charge, and just give me your money, and I'll take care of everything. They stood up finally, and they were able to get involved, and that resulted in God bringing this man to power. Now, let me take over the host seat just for a moment, Sam. If there's one thing about this Trump factor, as you're calling it, I like that title, what is the most significant emotion that you believe that this created? And we're talking about the results, but what was that emotion? How did he strike the hearts of people out there, world leaders and the man in the street, in your opinion, because of this election?
Well, Jimmy, I think it's a great question, and I don't think it happened because he did surveys and did polls. I think that's part of what do you see the hand of God in working in this, and that there was a sense of what the real need was of the people, and there was a sense that I love freedom, I love my country, and I think it came out of there, Jimmy. I think it was there. He had it, but I don't think he went about doing it because he did research. I think it was a God-led sensitivity that's going to be leading to some other God-led activities and results worldwide. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr and my special guest, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. After this announcement here, we're going to come back and we're going to go to Europe and talk about the European Union and what's going to happen there to them.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of providence which establish the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. A manhunt underway for the gunman who shot and killed San Antonio, Texas Police Detective Benjamin Marconi on Sunday while he sat in his cruiser.
I think the uniform was the target, and anyone who happened to, the first person who happened along was the person that he targeted.
San Antonio Police Chief William McManus, three other police officers shot on Sunday in Missouri and Florida, one shot in the face in St. Louis. Workers at Chicago's O'Hare Airport saying they'll delay a strike until November 29th, after Thanksgiving, and their push for a $15 minimum wage.
And O'Hare workers do not get health benefits. I was injured on the job, and I have to pay most of my treatment out of my own pocket. United and other airlines need to take responsibility and give us living wages to raise our families.
United baggage handler Raquel Brito. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hey, Grandma, could you help me with this Common Core lesson? I just can't get it. They are teaching us to use emotional words to get our way. In my Voices workbook, see this question? My mom always nags me or asks me to clean my room. I chose asks me, and it was wrong. They want me to say she nagged me, but I didn't think that was fair or nice. Why was I wrong?
Oh, honey, you were right. That isn't nice. These Common Core lessons are awful.
Get Common Core out of your state. If you made this your one and only project, you could change the country. Learn more about federal Common Core and Pennsylvania Core standards and call your representatives today. Ask them to stop the national takeover of education. Go to PARestoringEducation.org or call Richard at 484-678-2236. This message brought to you by Pennsylvanians Restoring Education.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. And now, let's rejoin Stand in the Gap Today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to encourage you and remind you that you can go to our website at StandInTheGapRadio.com to listen to this program again. Any of the Stand in the Gap Today programs are all archived there. And as well are the other two programs, Stand in the Gap Weekend and Stand in the Gap Minute. And I would like to ask all of you who are listening, and first I want to thank you for listening and to tell you that it is a wonderful thing when we get to hear from you, when you contact us through the website or send a note to us or stop us if you're in Pennsylvania and we're on the street. I go and preach many times in many locations, and people come up from across the country and say, thank you for Standing in the Gap Today. We appreciate that very much. And I would like to remind all of you that The American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today is a ministry. We survive off of your donations, your help. We don't have heavy underwriting. We have prayed that God would give us the ability to proclaim truth into the public square. He has allowed this, allowing that to happen, as we're now on just over 425 stations on this program itself across the country. But we need your help. I really mean that. If you are benefiting and this program means something to you, would I ask, could I ask you to go to our website? Go to our website right now, standinthegapradio.com, and consider being a monthly financial partner with us. Any amount would be very, very good, but God will bless you for it, and it really means a great, great deal. So I just put that out for you just to kind of seed a thought in your minds, but thank you so much. Jimmy, let's go back to you now as we talk about this Trump factor component and that really the world is changing and being impacted. If we go to Europe, talking about the globalists have really been centered by and large in Europe. European Union has been a lot of that. But the European Union and the Europe has been undergoing change, as we saw in the UK Brexit vote that Donald Trump, in fact, was a part of. He had been there. He encouraged the people of the UK to vote as they did. And he was there the day the vote happened. And that was an impossible vote from a human perspective as well. But it happened there, which is partly why I say there's something going on around the world, not just the United States. Next year, in 2017, there are going to be many countries, or a number of countries anyways, in Europe that are going to be choosing new leaders. And for them, a lot of it is the same thing. Are they going to stay with a sovereign state concept? Are they going to follow lockstep with the one world government component pieces there in Europe? That brings in the prophetical component. We have been thinking, you have said many times, that really the European Union perhaps could be a part of the entity out of which would come the Antichrist as one world government. Certainly the globalists centered there, that's what they are all about, and that's what they say, and they want one world, that's what we're talking about. But these votes next year, precipitated by the Trump factor, could seriously threaten or undermine their goals, which they've had in place for a long time. How do you see that unfolding and how that may impact what we've been thinking for a long time would be that structure out of which the Antichrist would come?
Well, there's a very interesting move going on in Europe, even as we're speaking right now, Sam, and that's going to only intensify in light of the Brexit vote there in Great Britain. Howbeit, there are those who are trying to shut that down. For example, Tony Blair has just made an announcement that he is getting back into the political arena there in Great Britain for the purpose of being able to reverse the Brexit vote and keep the area called Great Britain, which includes Wales and Northern Ireland and England itself, and Scotland. He wants to keep them in the European Union. I, having read the last chapter, understand what ultimately is going to happen, because Daniel, chapter 7 and also chapter 11, talks about a world leader, a world dictator, energized, and we were talking about him just a bit earlier when we were talking about worldview. He's going to come to power, and he is going to take 10 units of something, states, nations, kingdoms, whatever, and he's going to make that into the revived Roman Empire, and we see that all happening. One of the interesting facets of that is the worldview of those who want to put the revived Roman Empire in place calls for a military, and right now they're using NATO. And guess who spoke to that issue on the campaign trail? Donald Trump. And so there are those who want to get rid of NATO, but there are those who want to bring about their own military operation in the European Union. And so there's going to be that continuing battle. Bottom line is, it's going to result, I do believe, the European Union at least as the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. But on the way down, and it never said that it was going to be easy to accomplish that, there were going to be problems, and it had to be a superpower, the Antichrist, to bring it all together. But you're talking about what's going to happen this next year. I think there's four or five different European Union nations that are going to go up for vote. One of them is France, and Marine Le Pen She got the game plan from Donald Trump. She got up the game book that they had for their campaign, which everybody thought was not going to be successful. She's following that. She's a right winger. She wants to come to power. She doesn't want a sovereign state. She wants to have a different independent type of operation. They may try to move to bring France out of the European Union. So it's going to be a big battle along the way. But we see all this developing under God's leadership, God's plan. At the same time, he's allowing Satan to have some sway in this world, allowing Satan to dispatch evil angels to take control of political leaders. That's again Daniel chapter 10. It is happening. I don't have time to give examples of all that's taking place in that area. But that's what we see unfolding. And again, it was Donald Trump who sparked that touch of the emotion of the people. They decided, hey, we're going to stand up and do something. That's why there was a vote to move and get rid of the European Union as it related to England and to the great United Kingdom. And so I think we're going to see that to continue unfolding in that part of the world. I just have to get the caveat. The bottom line is ultimately it will come to pass because it is God's prophetic word.
Now, Jimmy, we've got that element there. But let's move a little bit now towards the Middle East, because there are significant transitionary things happening around the world relative to the world's view of Israel. We've talked about it here, but again, it's precipitated by Donald Trump. Barack Obama took the relationship with Israel and turned it into a very sour, if not contrarian, position. He was favoring the Palestinians, a two-state solution. The United Nations has passed multiple resolutions condemning Israel and favoring a two-state solution. Now, all of a sudden, Donald Trump, the first person to congratulate him was Benjamin Netanyahu. And the first person that Donald Trump invites to the White House as a head of state is Benjamin Netanyahu. There's something significantly changing relative to the United States and Israel. Now, that factors into the prophetical plan as well. Talk to us a little bit about how you see the Trump factors, we're calling it, changing that. And is it important that the United States is in alignment with Israel? What if it continued the same direction that Barack Obama was taking it? Talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's only important for the United States to be lined up with Israel if they want to have a representative for themselves in the Middle East, because Israel is the only democratic society there in the Middle East. It's the only free society in the Middle East. So Donald Trump's philosophy of freedom and allowing the people to dictate. Look, everybody talks about the United States being a democracy. We are not a democracy. A democracy means mob rule. One more than 50% of those who vote, that's the ones who lead. No, we're a representative republic. We elect somebody, i.e. the House of Representatives, United States Senate, to go down there and represent us. We, the people, are the leaders of these governments, and that's what Donald Trump, he got into that with the people out there in the hinterlands as well. But as it relates to Jerusalem and Israel, the Jewish people are basically thrilled. Netanyahu didn't say a whole lot. He was pretty silenced during the campaign, but boy, he is thrilled. He had a big smile on his face when he congratulated Donald Trump. He has now been invited, the first world leader, to go to the White House, as you just mentioned. Donald Trump is in lockstep with Israel as it relates to Iran. Hello. I mean, Donald Trump said the worst negotiated deal in the history of the world was the Iranian nuclear deal that was made. I mean, he's standing with Israel against a two-state solution. He believes Judea and Samaria, where the settlers live, should be in the hands of the Jewish people in the state of Israel. They're not a hindrance to peace. They are hindering the spread of those who want to destroy the peace in the Middle East. So I see that unfolding in the Middle East in particular. But I've got to tell you, Sam, right at the climax of the time before the rapture of the church takes place, there's going to be two major powers trying to come into position. One will be the revived Roman Empire. That's the book of Daniel, chapter 7. It will come to power, and that will include much of the European Union that we've been talking about. and the other will be an alignment of nations in the Middle East headed up by Russia. Now, we're talking about the players that have been significantly talked about and seemingly, according to some, played a key role in this election in the United States. Russia will lead that coalition. Coalition will try to destroy Israel. God will intercede it there. And it's all through human government this is playing out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are have moved now towards the Middle East. And in the next segment, we're going to come back and continue this discussion relative to now what fully does the scripture lay out? These alignment of nations that Jimmy DeYoung has just described. We're going to talk about Iran and where else maybe they could align. We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to conclude this program in prayer again for our leaders and for our nation in this very, very critical time. Stay with us, and we will be right back on Stand the Gap Today. Christian parents want their children to excel in spiritual growth and educational achievement. Both are essential for future success in an increasingly complex world full of moral and economic challenges. BJU Press Materials place great value on the knowledge of God in His works. They teach critical thinking skills your child will need to get along both now and in the future. BJU Press Materials are available for grades K to 12. From the earliest grades, they teach biblical Christianity as a system of God-revealed truths. BJU Press Materials are well-written, grade-level appropriate, and biblically integrated. Teachers' editions assure that instructors have the plans and extra tools to keep your child engaged and excited about learning by teaching your child how to analyze, evaluate, and ultimately create new solutions. And that's just what today's workplace is looking for. If you're a Christian school teacher or administrator, a homeschool teacher, or a parent who just wants your child to learn more, start by exploring the BJU Press website. Visit bjupress.com. That's bjupress.com.
Live, love, learn, and leave a legacy. These are great words, but if you want to leave a legacy to your children and grandchildren these days, it's going to take some careful planning. And that's where we come in. We're the Life Financial Group, advisors you can trust. We're Christian, families based upon the Bible, so that we can say we truly understand your values. In fact, for nearly 40 years, folks of all ages have counted on us to care for and grow their financial resources. Through prayer, prudent investment, and pleasant, knowledgeable people, we can help you navigate your investments so you feel secure. We're glad to offer morally clean investment options that won't sear your conscience or make you anxious. We're also comfortable talking about increasing the impact of your charitable giving. How do we make a difference? So learn how you can have peace of mind by calling us today at 610-385-4500. That's 610-385-4500. Or online at thelifegroup.org. That's thelifegroup.org.
Securities and advisory services offered through Genius Wealth Management, member FINRA and SIPC.
Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School is an online public school for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Founded in 2004, our mission is to have a school where children can see the world, develop character, promote independence, and become lifelong learners. We teach our students to be leaders, thinkers, and scientists. They are taught to be logical and critical in thinking. Some of our classical teaching methods range from online class lectures to debates to Socratic teaching, which develops the art of speaking and writing. We encourage our students to be well-rounded by participating in sports, the arts, and their communities. Your child can benefit from this style of innovative education. Visit us at palcs.org or call 1-877-725-2785.
Here's Minute with the Master, brought to you by Bella Victor.
Today's question is, what is the difference between worldly wisdom and godly wisdom? Wisdom is the quality of being prudent and sensible. In the Bible, wisdom is linked to the way we live and run our lives. James 3 says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good conduct, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, such wisdom does not come from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. The wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good work, impartial and sincere." God's wisdom brings peace to a conflict situation. May we learn to live and operate in our spiritual self and not in our carnal self.
This is a liberating truth brought to you by Bella Victor. For more information, contact Bella at MinuteWithTheMaster.com.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. And now, let's rejoin Stand in the Gap Today.
Well, Jimmy, on the other segment, we concluded talking a little bit about Iran and that Benjamin Netanyahu and President-elect Trump are in full agreement that that Iran bomb deal was a very, very bad deal for the United States, for Israel. But it clearly was a benefit to some people, including Iran themselves. But, you know, at the same time, there were also countries in Europe that immediately were locked into some trade deals. France, I think, was one of them that buys oil from Iran. There were some very favorable trade deals that developed with certain entities there within Europe. Now, I'm thinking about this, a little speculation, but we got to think about this. Donald Trump said that he was going to be less involved with the United Nations. He said it's a lackluster entity. There's already talk about the moving of the location of the UN headquarters to another country. He has said that he's not going to pay the U.S. dues. We've primarily funded the United Nations for a long time. Instead, he's going to take that money and use it to redo U.S. infrastructure. Very, very interesting. If that's the case, the U.S. could play a much smaller role under a Trump administration than it ever has under an Obama administration. And therefore, the globalists there in Europe need somebody that they can link up with. It has been suggested, perhaps, that under the scenario with Israel reaching out to Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump to help them in the rebuilding of the temple, and I'm not sure that they've agreed to that, but there's something happening there, that perhaps we could see Iran taking a greater role, perhaps with some of these countries of Europe and the globalists there in Europe. Interesting scenario. I don't think it's without reason to talk about it because it's being discussed. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Certainly do. European Union members are getting much involved with Iran because of the nuclear deal that was brought about by the President of the United States, Mr. Obama. And the fact is that Iran is thrilled with what's going on. They said that they're not going to skip a heartbeat at all with the President Trump in the White House. They say that their plan is going to continue on no matter what. I've got to remind everybody, not only are there in Israel who are opposed to this deal that was made with Iran, but the entire Middle East, other than the Shiite nations, which would be, of course, Iran, they're a Islamic republic, and then you have about 60% of the population of Iraq, which is the exact same thing, they're of the Shiite persuasion. These Sunni Muslims, which are the two factions of the body politic of the Muslim people, they are at odds with ever allowing Iran to become nuclear powered. Saudi Arabia has said, look, we'll get a nuclear weapon, we'll get one from wherever we have to get one, because we are not going to allow them to take control of us as the Middle Eastern nations just because they have nuclear power. And so this thing in the Middle East, again, reminding everybody, those powers, we're talking about Europe, they're coming to power. It will be the revived Roman Empire. That's at the beginning of a seven-year tribulation period. Meanwhile, at the same time, under Russia, the Middle Eastern nations, why do you think Russia has taken a stronghold there in Syria? They're going to put a military operation stronger than any military operation naval-wise as it relates to the continent or to the state of Russia. They've got involved in there, propping up Bashar Assad. All of these are playing in to how we see the world unfolding. And when you look at a Trump who comes along and says to Netanyahu, I'm in lockstep with you as far as Iran is concerned. I think it's the worst deal that was ever negotiated in the history of the world. We're going to help you stand against that. You're going to be my first visitor at the White House. We'll discuss all of this when you come to see me in Washington, D.C. You see all these things happening, a result of the election of a Donald Trump which, as we started this conversation today, Sam, is a God thing. And God is at work. It is so evident, it's tangible evidence that God is at work in these, the last days, to accomplish his will, and he's using human government to bring all of this about.
Jimmy, he sure is. And in that regard, there in the Middle East, it has been put forward by some experts that really Russia's alignment with Iran was not so much that they were in agreement with Iran as much as that it was a chess move precipitated by Barack Obama's effort to really work and fund ISIS on the ground, because his goal was to take down Assad. Russia's goal was to keep Assad in power. Well, Trump now says he wants to get rid of ISIS, which is in agreement with Russia, and his goal is not to get rid of Assad. So it does mean that there's a realigning taking place there, and almost as if Iran perhaps is, maybe could we see them as an odd man out, as unnecessary really for Russia, and certainly not favorable for the United States either?
Well, not ultimately, but you are correct in recognizing that it was a chess play. And who are the greatest chess players in the world? The Russians, of course. It was a chess play by Vladimir Putin to come into the Middle East, to have his stronghold set there in the Middle East, to pull this coalition together ultimately. It's not only Syria. I have to tell you, Egypt is excited about a relationship with Vladimir Putin and Russia. Jordan and Saudi Arabia, other nations are very excited about a relationship to some extent with the Russian leader. So they came into power for a purpose, and it was a major chess play. What's also interesting is Bashar Assad, the president of Syria, the other day said, I am thrilled with the election of Donald Trump because now we are going to be allies to destroy the enemy. And he said the enemy was Islamic State. But indeed, you've got to look at that mix there in Syria. You've got people trying to bring down Bashar Assad. He's not a good man. He's a bad man, but he's better than the devil we don't know. The devil I do know is always better. And the Islamists, I was listening to a discussion on BBC the other night where they talked about the fact that that civil war did not start in the university level with the professors, with the students there in Syria. It started in the mosque, and that means there was an effort to challenge the leadership is part of that Arab Spring that has been going, which took out Hosni Mubarak in Egypt, took out Colonel Gaddafi in Libya, and they're trying to take control of the Middle East. All of this playing in, and here comes along the Donald Trump, who's elected, who has said, look, I want to sit and talk. I don't want to go after him. I don't want to try to defeat Vladimir Putin. Let's see if we can partner together. Boy, it plays into the end time scenario that God laid out some 2,500 years ago, pre-written history.
Jimmy DeYoung, thank you for all the commentary today. We want to close in prayer in the last few minutes, and let me take us to the Lord right now in prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, follow us in prayer here, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you are in control. And as we've talked about today, world events changing. We don't know where they're going to end up fully tomorrow, but we do know that you are in control, and you will follow, and you will make the pieces all work out. We thank you, Lord, that you are in control, and we put ourselves before you. Pray for those in leadership here in our country. Bless them, Lord. Undertake the new administration, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us today on Stand in the Gap today. We appreciate you being with us today, ladies and gentlemen. We ask that you stand in the gap for truth where you are. Stand tall, stand true. God is in charge. Thank the Lord for that. Pray for those in positions of authority, all the new elected leaders in Washington, that our lives may be peaceable and they may be prosperous. Have a great day. We'll see you back tomorrow, 23 hours from now.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.americanpastorsnetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap Today.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.
Broadcasting live from historic West Norriton Township.